Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
Jesus, who is known to be meek and humble of heart, suddenly became angry. Can you imagine that? Jesus can become angry too. That was a righteous anger. He suddenly became angry when he entered the temple of Jerusalem. When he saw what was going on in the temple, all the business, selling and buying and making the temple as the marketplace, he became really angry. And he went into an action mode. He made a whip and shouted, beating them around, "Get out of my father's house. Stop making my father's house a marketplace." Yep. His heart was moving with zeal for the house of God. Our temples are sacred, holy. And that's why we need to keep it holy and clean, right? Is our temple clean today? Yes. Hopefully. Huh? Our cleaning ministry does a good job, no? They come in on every Friday and clean every pew and every inch of our church, our sanctuary. Let us thank them for that. No? They do a good job with that. But Jesus came not only to cleanse the external temple, but also to cleanse the internal temple. The temple of our body, which is the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. And he is more concerned about the internal cleansing, more than that of the external cleansing. The temple of the Holy Spirit, which we are. The Lord came as the sign of redemption for the whole world. He was the sign who came to fulfill the law and the prophets of the Old Testament. We know in the Old Testament we heard about the Ten Commandments. God gave the people the Ten Commandments as a sign or a direction that they have to follow. The law worked as a sign pointing towards something, pointing towards the right path. That's what a sign does. The laws were like that for the Old Testament people. And for the New Testament people, for us today, including us today, Jesus became the sign. The sign of salvation. He is the fulfillment of the laws and the prophets of the Old Testament. In him, we have the way, the truth, and the life. He is the sign of the world. Do we believe in that sign? Who is Jesus really? Today's second reading, St. Paul beautifully puts it. Wow, that's one of my favorite words from St. Paul. In his first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 22 to 25, he speaks well. He tells us, the Greek look for wisdom and the Jews look for signs. Just like we heard in today's gospel, they were asking Jesus for more signs. But Jesus refused to give any more signs because he is the sign, and they refused to see him as the sign. But for us Christians, Christ crucified is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Isn't that amazing words of St. Paul? This is what our faith is all about. For us Christians, Christ crucified is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Well, how can you explain this as the wisdom of God? For those people, this is something foolish. Foolishness. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom. And the powerlessness or the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. Well, actually, I need to add a little more to that verse of St. Paul. You know, the apparent foolishness and the apparent weakness of God. Maybe we could put it that way. Because there is no such thing as foolishness for God. God is not a fool, if we think that way. And God is not weak at all. But what we see on the cross, that is a sign of strength. That's a sign of wisdom, which the world does not recognize. God's ways are different from our ways. And our little intelligence and our brain cannot fathom that. That's where we need to make the leap of faith to understand God's wisdom and God's strength. When I grew up as a Catholic Christian in India, we just belonged to the minority group called Christians, a small group of people. I was always challenged about my Christian faith. People would ask me, even sometimes they laugh at me for being a Catholic Christian. They would ask me, what does it mean for your God to die on the cross? That's a good question, right? Whose God will die on the cross? And that is the weakness of God. I used to wonder that time, how could I explain this to my Hindu and Muslim friends? How could I make sense of it and tell them that this is the power of God and the wisdom of God, what we find on the cross? That took me a while to learn more about my faith before I could even defend my faith before others. It was challenging. There were several people who made fun of me for being a Christian in India. And even as a missionary priest, I worked among the Hindus and Muslims in other parts of the country. And there they can't understand that this is our God hanging on the cross. It takes a lot of courage to stand up and defend our faith. It needs divine wisdom to understand this truth. He is the power of God and the wisdom of God manifested. Jesus Christ, He is the way, the truth, and the life that leads to eternal life. He came for us, for our salvation, brothers and sisters. He is there on the cross. He shed the blood for the forgiveness of sins of the whole humanity. And the story did not end on the cross. We know that. He rose again from the dead on the third day. That is the sign that Jesus is speaking about. Destroy this temple, and I will build it up in 3 days. The poor Jews did not understand what Jesus was talking about. They were foolish, not Jesus. That was wisdom speaking, and they did. They did destroy him, literally, by crucifying him on the cross. But he did rise again on the third day. That is the victory for us as Catholic Christians. That's where our faith lies. In the mystery of his suffering, death, and resurrection. We have a powerful Lord, Jesus Christ. The awesome Lord who came to save us through a great way of suffering, death, and resurrection. This is the power of God and wisdom of God that we need to share in our faith with others. Brothers and sisters, the Lord is inviting us to receive his healing grace from the sacraments through which we are redeemed. You know, the other day somebody came to me for confession. And the person told me, Father, this is 34 years since I made my last confession. It's been 34 years since I went to confession. But I said, that's okay. What is important is you are here now. Now tell me what made you not to come for these past 34 years. And what made you to come right now? And he said to me, all these past 34 years, I have been feeling something deep within me. A voice telling me that there is something wrong. Something I am lacking. Something I am missing as a Christian. And finally, it took 34 years for that person to recognize that voice. But I said, today God rejoices over you because you have recognized that voice of God. Jesus came to save us all of us by forgiveness of sins. And he is waiting for us always in the sacraments. In this season of Lent, brothers and sisters, let us recognize that redemptive work, the mystery by which Jesus saved us and forgave our sins and opened the heaven for us. Let us avail of that opportunity to go to him and receive his mercy, forgiveness, where he washes away our sins by shedding his blood on the cross and redeeming us and giving us new life. Amen.